When Sylvia Allison tried to solve the whole tragic tangle of her life by ending her life and Sammy's too, she merely began a new phase of existence for herself. Just what it will mean is still concealed in the hospital room in which Sammy Goldberg is lying. In Molly's mind, as she waits to see her son, there passes in one great flash the whole story of Sammy and Sylvia, of a marriage that will never be, of the strange girl whose violence, ambition, and selfishness has brought Sammy to where he is. The nurse has just told the Goldbergs that they could see their son, and Molly and Jake and Rosie walk slowly down the dim corridor to the door of Sammy's room.
Right in here. And how's yourself together, Molly?
I'm together, Jake. I'm very well together. Both to stay with Papa. Why, Jake, there's Sylvia. She's dressed and she's ready to go home.
Molly.
Jake, don't let her go in to see Sammy.
You go in to Sammy, Molly, please.
Yes.
Don't worry about Sylvia.
Yes.
Go in, Molly.
I'm all right, Ma. You worried?
No.
How's Sylvia, Ma?
She's all right.
Did you see her?
She's going home, Sammy.
Oh, that's swell. Sit down, Ma.
The nurse told me not to stay too long, Sam. And Papa wants to come in, Rosalie.
I want to see Sylvia, Ma.
But,
I'll feel better after I see her. I'm not so sure she's all right.
She is, Emily.
Oh. This wasn't an accident, Ma.
Huh?
No. Oh, no. I want to tell you about it.
Don't talk now, darling. You'll tell me some other time.
No, I have to tell you now. I have to. I deserve this.
Then I don't want you to talk.
I have to, Ma. I don't want you to blame her for anything, Ma. You hear?
No, nothing, Sam. Nothing. Just rest.
I'm the one to blame.
Yes. Don't talk, Sam.
No. I'll be all right. Won't I, Ma?
Surely, darling.
I have to be. I have to make up for everything I've done. I'm going to marry Sylvia when I get well. I'm going to marry Sylvia when I get well. I am, Ma.
All right, family. Get well.
Ma.
What, Sammy, dear?
Ma, she said she was going to kill herself. Oh, I was afraid. I said I'd marry her. And then... Oh, I was very cruel. I said I'd rather be dead than married to you. I shouldn't have said it.
Rest, Sammy, darling, rest.
But that means she loves me.
Rest, Mama.
If she loves me that much, it must be my fault. Ma.
What, Sandra?
I don't love her. Not the way I thought people would always feel when they spoke of love. But I have to marry her. I feel like...
All right, Sam. All right. We'll see.
No, Ma. I belong to what she feels. I owe it to her. I have to marry. You understand, Ma?
I understand, Samuel, what you feel.
Then you understand that I can't run away from it, Ma. That wouldn't be right. When you start something and people begin to rely on what you say and do, then you have to go right on doing it. I couldn't be happy if I didn't. I'm going to marry her. I am.
All right, Sammy.
Ma, tell Sylvia I want to see her. Tell her to come in.
Yes. in the ashes.
No, no, Ma, no. Oh, I won't be able to rest until I talk to her and tell her.
All right, Sandy.
Please, Ma.
Oh, only lie quietly, Mommy.
All right, Ma.
I'll talk to the nurse. Lie quietly, Mommy.
Ma.
Lie quietly.
Sylvie? Closer, Sylvie. Your face is scratched.
I'm hurt.
Lean over, Sylvie. You've got a bruise on your temple.
It doesn't hurt.
You're all right?
Yes. You'll be all right, Sandy. I don't know what to say.
You better not say anything. You know what the last thing was that went through my mind?
That you hated me?
No. I felt how terrible it would be if we both died and I could never see you again. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. We're both alive. I've got something to tell you.
What, Sammy?
I'm glad this happened.
I'm not.
Because you can't know what I know. I should never have said what I did.
Why? It's true.
No, it's not true. Truth is that I'd rather be dead than not married to you.
Sammy.
Yeah, and this has nothing to do with what you said. I know I love you, Sylvie. And I know how lucky I am that you feel the way you do about me.
You don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I do. I do. I've been thinking about it. I've been lying here quietly and thinking. I never should have said that I'd rather be dead than married to you. It was cruel.
You had the right.
No. No one ever has the right to hurt those who love them. People that love you are the only ones you can hurt that way. The way it counts, deeply. People should never do and say such things.
You don't love me. You're good. And you're pitying me.
I love you, Sylvie. Whatever you are, whatever you do makes no difference. It's just you that counts and no one else. No one else in the world.
Sammy, darling. Sammy.
And as soon as I'm well, we're going to be married. And we'll live together the way we always said.
Everyone hates me.
No one hates you. And no one else counts.
Just you and I, Sandy.
Yes, Lizzie. Just you and I.
Sammy's conscience is being too strong for his body, and not as wise as his mind, for pity cannot take the place of love. But it's...